ABC Radio Australia.
The future of Tonga's national rugby sevens team is still hanging in the balance, with Lakapi Samoa have no plans to wind up their sevens program. But just like the TRU, the Samoan Union is still in the dark about precisely how the latest version of the World Rugby Sevens series will play out. In the end, Chief Executive Douglas Nau Chun is of the opinion that the new setup will provide a decent pathway for Samoa's men to follow back to the elite group after their relegation in 2024. But as you'll hear, it's very clear that the CEO thinks his union deserves to be treated with more respect by the officials at the World Rugby HQ.
We're struggling, but we're not giving up on our sevens cities, because to us, our sevens is a money-earning program for us. So that's why we're still investing. Currently, our two coaches for Manusina and our men's sevens are working together with the clubs, because we have a circuit that is happening now on island. We just had the first tournament, so we're hoping to announce our squads around September, October. Our first outing will be the Oceania Sevens in November, and we still haven't heard from World Rugby on the dates of the Challenger. All we know is the final two teams to fill up the Tier 2 are yet to be confirmed, because we have to play through the Challenger. And from there, I think the Tier 2 competition is scheduled to start in February. So we have a fair understanding that we might have the Challenger around December, January.
I suspect you feel very frustrated, but do you feel a little insulted that you're being treated this way by World Rugby? They changed the rules a couple of days out from the finals at the end of last season, and here we are several months later, and you're telling me exactly the same thing that your opposite number in Tonga told me, that World Rugby have told you nothing.
To be honest, Richard, you know, it really has an impact on us, because the understanding we had when we went to LA, all we need to do is win that tournament and go back to become a Tier 1. And all of a sudden, just a couple of days away from kickoff, and they make the announcement. And I think that was very poor from a rugby's position. They were very inconsiderate of that announcement. And it has a negative impact on our boys, because it really affects them mentally. Because what's the point of going through the qualifiers? We're not going to be in Tier 1. We're going to end up being a Tier 2. So what was the reason why we have to come back with the other four teams to the Challenger? They can't even have the Tier 2 because they have to wait till the two from the Challenger. So they should have played another match in order to get direct qualification for the two teams to make up the Tier 2 that we're going to have for next year.
So whichever way you look at it, as and when you get clarification and dates from World Rugby, it's a much, much harder road now for Manu Samoa to make it back into the core group. And clearly, Manusina have to go down the same road to try and break into the women's core group for the first time in their case.
You know, for a country like us, that we're struggling financially, World Rugby is giving us more headache and more frustrations just to make sure we get there. But our people are resilient, and you know, we're up for any challenge that comes ahead. And then we trusted our management that they will do a good job this time and make sure that we get through the qualifications and get through to become a Tier 1, hopefully by the end of 2026.
How important is the Sevens team to the nation? Bearing in mind, of course, not so very long ago, Samoa were the world champions, and then the country was given the day off.
You know, our people, they always have a soft spot for the Sevens program, because the majority of the team is locally based, and it's the only opportunity for our locals to be exposed to international events. And the Sevens, they played nearly 6 months of rugby, and our people get to see them on the TV often. And our people believe we have more chance of winning a World Cup in sevens compared to the 15s.
So you're determined to carry on. You're determined to climb over however many hurdles World Rugby put in the way. And is there anything that you can do as a union to assist Tonga, and when they're talking about maybe giving sevens away? I'm not suggesting financially, but in terms of moral support and putting pressure on World Rugby perhaps to help.
Well, the only thing that we really need to look at is the rugby within Oceania. You know, we're currently in negotiations with the Australian rugby, and we're putting together the high performance program funding that I believe, if that goes ahead, that will definitely benefit Samoa and Tonga in the long run in terms of the sevens program. We look at it in a positive way, Richard. We're not undermining the teams in the Challenger series, but we saw what happened last year. You know, we're confident as a union that, you know, if we put all our cards right, we can get through being the top two teams on the Challenger. And this new format to us we have a higher chance of making the tier one compared to the original one. Because if we're able to secure our place in the tier two competition for 2026, and if we're able to secure a top four finish after the three rounds, we will be playing the top eight in the championship rounds, which is three rounds as well for next year. And if we can secure a top eight finish in the championship rounds, we are secured to be tier one for 2027.